Ayo, what's up? Welcome back to my podcast, Rose Knows, because you know I know stuff. And that's something. So, I do not know how long it has been since I've updated this, but my last podcast had a camp cover on it, so I'd say it's been a while. Like June, maybe? I don't know. I told you about how I moved houses. Oh my gosh, have I told you about I watched Superbad for the first time, and I love that movie, bro. And I even have a tapestry of McLovin's driver's license. Well, not McLovin, you know. Fogel, but yeah, everybody calls him McLovin anyways. Wait, I probably shouldn't be doing this, holding it up, right to my. Because, the last time I did that, it was bad. Okay, I'm gonna just keep it away from my mouth, you know? It was recently my birthday. I'm now 15. School is in about 4 days. Today, I'm going up to the school and doing orientation because it is my first year of high school. And you're probably sitting there going, "But your first year of high school, but you're 15." Well, technically it's not my first year. It's just I got held back. And honestly, I'm kind of glad that I got held back because I have to go to an entirely different new school because I moved, right? And I don't know anybody in 10th grade, besides my old best friend. She's like kind of ugh. So, I mean, I get to start over with new friends, and people get to know the new me. Not back at my old school, I was considered the weirdest weird kid for some weird reason. Like, I wasn't even the weirdest weird kid. Like, I don't even know. Like, just I hated that school. I just wanted to move. And I'm glad I did, but honestly, I am gonna be the first one to be picked up on the bus, which means I'm gonna have to get up at 6 a.m. And oh, they're coming out with a new season of Cobra Kai. And I don't know when it's coming out because I don't really pay attention to that stuff, but it's coming out soon, I guess. And there was this fire on set, like Stranger Things or something. I don't know. I watched a TikTok on it, and everybody was like, "This is Eleven's fault." And I'm like, "What?" And I got a whole bunch of new stuff for my birthday. I got new clothes. I got a diva blanket. I got a body pillow with Animal Crossing on it. My sister got me Starbucks. My aunt got me Starbucks, but I don't live anywhere near a Starbucks, so I can't really use it. But I keep forgetting to bring it every Saturday or when we go into town because I don't know. What else has happened? Ooh, I got the entire 1 to 6 of the graphic novels of the Scott Pilgrim versus the World graphic novels. Yeah. Oh, and I also got a book by Raina Telamagir, Drama. I really love her books, right? Like, if I could have a chance to get all of them, I would totally get all of them. Like, my favorite type of books are graphic novels, honestly. Just like, she's my favorite author besides the woman who made Brave, Crush, and Awkward, and Diary and stuff. I don't think I even had Awkward, but honestly, though, I don't even know.
I haven't gotten, like, that much new stuff, though. Because, you know.
I'm just trying to sit here trying to think about what's happened in the past, like, 2 months. Ooh, the carnival was right before my birthday. And the rides were so fun, honestly. There's this one called Scat, and it is the most fun ride ever, but, like, it'll, like, make your neck, like, literally break if you try to, like, move your head, because it, all the force on the wind and stuff, it just, like, pushes your head back in, like, a force. So if you try and, like, lift your head, like, no, you can't. I tried that, and literally my neck still hurts, and it's been, like, a month, not even, like, a month, probably, like, 3 weeks, but, yeah, and honestly, I mean, like, the whole carnival was, like, really fun and all, but I just, the whole day was actually fun, actually, because I watched the new Space Jam. I watched the new Space Jam. I haven't even watched the old Space Jam because, but the new Space Jam is a whole lot better. I can already tell because, like, you know, graphics and storyline plots. Except the beginning was kind of, like, boring, but it's, the beginning is always kind of boring when you watch a movie for the first time. But then when you watch a movie over and over again, you're like, oh my god, it's the beginning of the movie, I love this. You know? And literally, I don't even, life has just been so weird. It's like 7 in the morning. Yeah, I kind of messed up my sleep schedule. Well, I haven't messed it up. I literally woke up at like 5 a.m. But I'm really excited for orientation today because I'll finally get to like see everything. I got a dog. I named him Johnny. And, like, people have listened to, like, my other, like, podcasts. They're like, what? So is it named Johnny after the Cobra Kai Johnny? Or Johnny after the Outsiders Johnny? And I'm like, well, it's kind of both. And another thing, because I was thinking about it, when I got Johnny, I was like, what should I name him? And I'm like, you know what? I want to name him a stereotypical Italian name so I can say, I've had it up to here with you, which I've actually had, like, the opportunity to say that. Because, bro, he almost threw up on my bed, but then he didn't throw up on my bed. And I was like, ugh, blech. Which, dog throw up is honestly not as bad as cat throw up, so I don't really care. And my grandmother was like, she was like, well, you're not even gonna take care of the dog, you're not gonna clean up after it. And I'm like, I don't clean up after the cats because they're not my cats. I don't like cats. I never wanted cats. I've always wanted a dog. I'm gonna take care of the dog. I'm gonna clean up after the dog. Capiche? And she was like, but you're still not gonna take care of it. And I'm like, bitch. Corvette, hop in a motherfucking jet like that. And honestly, Roblox has gotten kind of boring. Also, don't tell the people who made the game, but I've gotten, like, into this game called Party in My Dorm. Apparently, it's been out since, like, 2013, and I didn't even know that, but I thought it was literally just made, like, 2 months ago. Because it looks so modern and stuff, but no. And the game is kinda 17 and up, but, you know,
in their right mind is 17 and up and has the game? Who has time for that? I mean, honestly. I got these new shoes. Most people would say they're stripper shoes, but honestly, I really like them because they're like high heels and stuff. And they have like cherry blossoms on them and like open-toed parts, and they're really cool. My sister didn't know. I got a yawn. My sister didn't know what to get me for my birthday. So she was like, I don't know what she likes. Can you ask her what she likes? I was like, Overwatch. And she's like, okay, I'll see what I can do. And she literally gets me a BTS notebook. And I'm like, does it look like I like BTS? Even though I got the BTS meal from McDonald's, doesn't mean I like BTS. Speaking of meals from McDonald's, I literally just yesterday got the Saweetie meal, and it's, bro, who can eat a Big Mac? It's just a patty, no, it's a bun, a patty, a bun, a patty, and a bun. Bro, that's too much. Big Macs, bro, ew. Like, I don't even eat the buns anyways. Like, I just eat everything separately besides the buns. And you're probably thinking, who does that? I'm like, well, I was talking to my mom, and she's like, you know, not eating the bread is actually healthier. And I'm like, ta-da. Oh my god, I was literally in the car with my mom yesterday, and I was like, did you know that not being able to read that well is a sign of autism? Like, I can read that well, but I just mix up the letters. And she's like, that's dyslexia. And I'm like, what? What? What is it, huh? So, and every time I think of that, I think of, like, the tuple where it's like, sorry, boss man. And then Bamboo's like, ah, yes, Basoyous man. I've been getting really into the Dream SMP. Not the Dream SMP. You know, honestly, yeah, the Dream SMP. Not, like, the roleplay, but, like, the people around it. Because you can't just say Minecraft YouTubers, because there's more to Minecraft YouTubers than the Dream SMP. My favorite people are Bad Boy Halo, George, and Sapnap. They're my favorites. And sometimes I'll watch Minx because Minx is, like, hot. But, no, I've been having a really hard time trying to find out my sexuality. Because at first I was like, I love all people. I'm pansexual. And then I was like, am I really pansexual? Because I dated one of my close friends and I didn't really want to date one of my close friends. So I was like, I don't like girls. But then I was like, okay, so I'm straight. And I was straight for like a while there. But then, ew, my shoe is like crusty. Anyways, and then I was like straight, but then, like, there were these like girls on my For You page, and I was like, I would date them. And I was like, wait, what? So I was like, maybe I am pansexual. And then I was like, wait, but I gotta put into consideration like non-binary people. And honestly, I would date a non-binary person as long as they were masculine. But, like, I would never fuck anybody. I wouldn't even fuck, like, men, women, nobody. But, you know, I'm kind of too young to get into that stuff anyways. So, like, there will be, like, six-year-olds. They're like, I'm asexual because I don't like sex. And I'm like, you're not even supposed to be having sex. But okay. So, I've come to the conclusion that I'm bisexual. Because men, bro, men are hot. Women, no, wait. Men are hot and cute, but women are hot. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's about it for today. That's all I'm going to talk about. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. If you did, I mean, not that many people tune into my episodes. Just some random people listening to me talk about, like, all my different interests and stuff. Like, honestly, like, who would even want to hear that? But, yeah. I'll see y'all. Well, y'all will hear me on the next episode of Rose Knows. Because I know stuff. And you know that. Bye.